Good morning, Redemption. I'm sitting here trying to work my technology. I want my Bible. Let's see, sorry. Okay. Let's pray and then, yeah. Hope that's silenced. Okay. Glory to you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for this time together. Bless our efforts to hear your voice above all others, including our own. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, glory to God. I'm really excited about what God has for us today. So I guess we'll just jump in. All right. Yes, Mark chapter 6. We've just finished chapter 5. Jesus has done many miracles. And the question I want us to be thinking about today is, who do we really think Jesus is? In Mark chapter 6, Jesus returns to his hometown. But nobody, or hardly anybody, thinks that he's that special. At first, they're impressed with his preaching and teaching. And then they start to think, don't we know this guy? Isn't he Joseph and Mary's son? The carpenter's kid, right? His brothers are here among us. He's no body scholar. What's so great about him anyway? It says that Jesus was not able to do anything great there except heal a few sick people. Then later in chapter 6, it says Jesus sent out some people, some followers of his, 12 of them. And they went out doing the things that Jesus had done, teaching the things that he taught, healing people, casting out evil spirits. In chapter 6 also, John the Baptist is beheaded. Chapter 6 shows us different pictures of who people think Jesus is. In his hometown, they didn't think he was anybody great. He's the carpenter's son. Herod and some of the crowd people, they thought, maybe Jesus is a prophet. Maybe he's Elijah. Maybe he's John the Baptist come back from the dead. And the 12 that he sent out, who did they think Jesus was? They knew he was a rabbi, a teacher, someone who had amazing power. And he was able to pass that on. do we really think Jesus is? In chapter 6, the 12 that Jesus sent out, that's what apostle means. It says he sent out the apostles. The lesson that we have, that we're going to focus on, is when the 12 return. Some of you know it as the feeding of the 5,000. And I'm going to read it in the NIV, New International Version. I studied it in the New American Standard, so you'll hear from that too. But the NIV is a bit easier to understand. So, the apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to surrounding countryside, villages, and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. Lord, help us to hear you. In Jesus' name, amen. Who is Jesus really? Jesus told the 12, "Hey, you guys have been doing some amazing work. Come, rest. Replenish." That sounded really good to them. They had done amazing things, but now they're going to get to hang out with Jesus. Just them, no crowds, just them. But what happened was that somehow the crowd showed up at the solitary place, at the place where no one was supposed to be. How that happened, I don't know. It says that people recognize them, but it's like, is there only one solitary place and everybody knows where it is? It's like kind of messed up, right? We don't know, but we do know that nobody was supposed to be there and everybody was there. Who is Jesus really in this moment? He's the compassionate shepherd. He said he saw the crowd and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he went into teach mode. Jesus seemed to believe that what they needed most was to hear words of life. He taught them all day. Now, these were people who had just packed up, saw, hey, there's Jesus. And they said they ran on foot, however long, to this solitary place, calling, hey, we're going to see Jesus. Come on. Hey, hey, come on. And he taught them all day. His disciples were not feeling this. They were expecting a vacation. They were expecting time away with Jesus only. So they decided to help the process along a little bit. Maybe Jesus, they didn't know, had forgotten, or they decided to help things out. So they go to Jesus and they say, hey, Jesus, you see we're in a lonely place. There's a lot of people. I bet they're hungry. You should send them away. Have you ever been in that place where you have worked really hard, maybe in the name of the Lord, spent yourself, and you feel like God has promised you something? And when it's the time that you think it's going to happen, not only does it not happen, but you get given an opportunity for more ministry. How does it feel? Are you excited? Are you like, oh, gee, Jesus, thanks. Just what I was not expecting, but it's okay. I think we can relate to these guys. Who do they think Jesus is? Who do we think Jesus is? They did amazing miracles in his name. They've seen people healed, lives changed. But in this moment, right now, instead of the amazing, incredible rabbi person that they don't completely understand how he does what he does, but they know he can, he has become not giving me what I wanted, too compassionate for me, Jesus. And and that changed their hearts towards him. When they told Jesus to send the people away, it was for them, right? They wanted to grab back their vacation. When Jesus told them, "You feed them," that was for the disciples. The disciples are the only ones who really, really saw the miracle that day. The people who are sitting down, they don't know where the food came from. Now, you know that some people try to explain this miracle by saying that all the people who ran to see Jesus that day had food with them. And when they sat down, they all brought it out, and that the miracle was that they were all so generous and shared with one another. Okay. Now, we have heard that Jesus can know people's thoughts and their hearts, and he doesn't know if they brought food with them or not. He wouldn't be calling something a miracle. He wouldn't be acting like one thing we haven't seen Jesus do is be a pretender. He's not false. He doesn't have an appearance of things. So if he says that something amazing is happening, we need to believe it. The apostles say to him, "How are you asking us to feed all of these people? Do you understand what you just said? There are so many people here. To feed them all, it would take almost a half a year's worth of money, wages, to feed them. Are you saying you want us to waste money like that?" Now, they didn't say waste. But they're just thinking, "You've lost your mind. There's no way you're asking us to do that." Now, Jesus could have responded in a way that they all would have had a gigantic explosion in front of everyone. But instead, Jesus says, "How many loaves do you have?" He de-escalated the situation. Now, I know what you're thinking. How is asking "how many loaves do you have" de-escalating the situation? Because maybe they would have thought, does it really matter? We're 12 and they're 5,000, right? But the reason it was a de-escalation of the situation is Jesus tells them, "Go look. Go see how many loaves you have." He took them out of tantrum mode and put them back into disciple mode. And they obeyed him. They went to go see how many loaves they had. They counted the loaves. And they were probably thinking, finally, he's going to see how many loaves we have, and then he's going to send those people away. So they come back. "Jesus, 5 loaves. Oh, yes. And 2 fish. Overachievers, they wanted to bring in the extra. And it's like, "Now, Jesus, send them away." They've seen Jesus quiet the wind and the waves. They saw him raise a little girl from the dead. They saw him heal a woman that no doctor could heal and restore her back to her community. That's just some of the things that they've already seen. Jesus lifts the bread. He breaks it and lifts it to heaven. They know he's praying. In the New American Standard, it says, They sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. And he took the loaves and the two fish, and looking up toward heaven, he blessed the food and broke the loaves, and he kept giving them to the disciples to set before the people. He kept giving them. So I don't know, 5,000 sound like a lot of people to me, right? And you got 12 folks passing out the food. So how many times did they go back and forth and to the different groups? A lesson is happening before their very eyes if they would receive it. He doesn't mash anything in their face like, I can't believe you don't have any faith. I can't believe you just came from where you came from. And none of that, right? That is not who he is. Compassionate, good shepherd. Why does Jesus do miracles? Because he's compassionate and a good shepherd. Five 5,000 people showed up uninvited, without thinking and preparing, ill-prepared. They came because they wanted to see, be near Jesus. Some of them needed healing. Some of them wanted to see a healing. You know, they just wanted to be near Jesus. And he blessed them for it. They didn't see the miracle. They got fed. They were happy for that. They said all ate and were satisfied. What did the disciples get? Jesus heals. Jesus restores. All the miracles that he does is to bless. It's to bless. You would think it's because it shows us who he is. But I can name lots of miracles that I've seen, and no one turned to the Lord. No one. People were blessed. My husband prayed for my back this morning. My back was wrenched. And I was like, oh no. I said, I need prayer. Actually, I think I didn't say that. I just said, my back hurts. And Barry said, I'll pray for you. And I was like, hello. And he prayed a simple prayer over my back. And you see, I am walking here, no problem. I can bend like this. I feel awesome. Okay? Hey, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to let you know. Some miracles are for just the eyes of the people, like the apostles here. They were the only ones who really knew where that came from. But they didn't seem to be acting like they were involved in a miracle. Every Sunday, or as many as you manage to make it here, you come to church. I'm believing you're coming because you want to be close to Jesus. You want to celebrate with his people. But this story of feeding of the 5,000 is pretty outrageous. I don't know how many people, if I asked you to raise your hand, said, do you really believe this? Do you really believe this? How many would actually say yes? Or are you trying to figure out how it could have possibly have made sense? Miracles are amazing. We need to believe. Our hearts need to be soft toward God. We need to want to see them. You need a miracle? I bet you a bunch of you in here do. Ask him. Today, there were words given telling us who God is, this amazing God. There was a word given that said, come to him. You want deliverance? Come to him. How many loaves you got? Is it enough? If it's not, you know who to ask. You know who can make the difference. But you gotta believe. You gotta believe. I told you about my back just this morning. That's an easy one, right? Some of us are afraid to believe because we prayed for loved ones and they didn't get well. They died. That makes us afraid, makes us think, oh, God doesn't do that anymore. I can't explain to you why that happens. I don't know. God knows. I don't know. But I also know that he's raising people from the dead, that he is healing people. And he's doing little things. Like I was with somebody the other day, and we were in this little tiny window of time. And I just prayed, Lord God, please get us a table. Just get us a table in this restaurant, because you know how hard it is to get in there and get out. And we had a time crunch on all these different sides. I'm like, oh, Lord, just do that. We walk in. We called ahead, like that was going to matter. And there was a table there. And so they tell you, oh, go sit down. So we start going over to it. And the woman runs out. She goes, did you call before? Yes, we did. Okay. So it's like, oh, she was going to save it for us? Maybe. Wow. Then we sat down. And a huge crowd of people came afterwards. And they kept coming. And kept coming, and kept coming. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yeah, kind of like my ramen. Okay, so I was like, wow, God, thank you. Little thing, right? Little. But I dared to ask. I dared to ask. Am I asking you to do something that you really don't want to do? I think most of us want to. It's just hard to believe, yeah? Hard to believe. So today, I'm going to ask you to take a chance. I'm going to ask you to let Jesus, who is he really? Let him show you. Take the risk. And I don't know what that's going to mean for anybody out here, okay? But there are people, prayer ministry team, that will come forward after this. And they want to pray for you. There are people of faith. So even if your faith is like a mustard seed, he said that's all it took. They will add to that, okay? Take the chance. He fed 5,000 people on 5 loaves and 2 fish. One last thing. Sometimes he does not work as fast as we would like. I know this. I do know this. So if you're in that place where you have been asking and it has not been happening, we are not on our own time, okay? But keep your heart soft. Stay open to him. Lord, we thank you for this passage, this amazing story, miracles that happened only in the eyes of those who were closest to you. Lord, we ask that you would soften our hearts. Help us. Help us, Lord God, to be open to you, to call out, to believe that you, because you are compassionate, the good shepherd. all things are in submission to you. Revive our faith. Bless our efforts to know you. In Jesus' name, amen.